The University of South Florida is ranked by Money Magazine last year as the most veteran-friendly school in the nation. Also last year, a student veteran was expelled from USF after he was arrested for firing a gun off campus, and the Hillsborough County Circuit Judge called into question that veteran-friendly status. For our series Off the Base, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien explains the case of Clay Allred versus USF and exactly what veteran-friendly means.
There's no question that the ranking is a source of pride for USF President Judy Genschaft.
As you know, Money Magazine rated us number one in the country as veteran-friendly, and it was Veteran Times that listed us as number two. So our veterans are clearly very, very, very important to us.
USF has more than 1,500 student veterans, which is considered a large population, and it received more than $7.1 million in GI Bill benefits just last year, a fact noted in a letter from VA Secretary Bob McDonald to President Genschaft. McDonald was responding to a plea from Judge Greg Holder, his West Point classmate and head of the Hillsborough Veterans Treatment Court. Holder has asked Genschaft, the USF trustees, and now the VA secretary to help Clay Allred.
We are going to see more and more episodes just like Clay Allred.
USF expelled the former Green Beret just 17 credits short of his degree for an off-campus crime. In August 2014, Allred threatened a convenience store clerk with a weapon, later firing a gun into the air when he was not allowed to use the gas station restroom. The felony convictions landed Allred in Veterans Court and under Judge Holder's supervision.
Clearly aberrant behavior triggered, as we now know, by his PTSD and his TBI. Are we to stigmatize these men and women throughout their lives?
Even after the judge's multiple efforts, USF denied Allred's readmission request last week. He has 10 days to appeal. Allred's case was not on the radar when Money Magazine did its rankings. Reporter Caitlin Mulhare used metrics like staff levels, support services, and graduation rates to create the list that ranks USF number one. She says the post-9/11 GI Bill benefits make veterans desirable students.
If somebody was maybe a little more cynical, they point out that veterans bring with them considerable tuition money from the federal government, so they're kind of a guaranteed tuition bill for colleges.
Veterans are valued students, but not solely for their GI tuition, says David Vaki, who is working on his PhD from the University of Massachusetts Amherst.
The real benefit of bringing in veterans on a GI Bill is you're graduating students without debt. And an alumni that graduates without debt is going to get towards that ability to donate much faster.
Vaki is a retired Army officer and associate director for veteran services at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. He says, in his experience, veterans do not use the magazine rankings when selecting a school.
I wonder, are magazines just trying to capitalize on the popularity of the post-9/11 GI Bill in order for them to make money, or are they truly interested in helping veterans find the best fit for them?
He was unfamiliar with the case of Allred at USF, but says most student veterans are not dealing with PTSD. Yet he was puzzled that USF did not go beyond set policies and reach out to Allred.
Why can't the director of admissions or a board of people or, heck, the president sit down and meet with this veteran and make an assessment for themselves?
VA Secretary McDonald will do his own assessment when he sits down with USF President Genschaft on February 12th in Washington, D.C., to talk about how to make USF more friendly towards student veterans with legal problems and mental health issues. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.